Merriam-Webster describes a cobbler as a mender or maker of shoes and often of other leather goods, and also a deep-dish fruit dessert with a thick top crust. If you're hungry for dessert, Gold's Shoe Service may not be your destination of choice. But if prolonging the life of your favorite foot fashions is your need, owner Paul Duncan will set you up, like he's been doing for Barry residents for 39 years as of this week. Just exactly how long shoes have been repaired at the downtown location he isn't quite sure, Duncan tells Barry Today. That I know of, the store, Shoe Repair, has been here around 85 years, he says. Prior to that, the building at 11 Clapperton Street, which Duncan shares with another shop, was a tire repair business, with dips in the old sidewalk to street level for vehicle access still visible today. Back around the 1940s, shoes and boots were more often repaired than replaced, and for many customers that trend is continuing. I don't think it's a throwaway society, in terms of shoes. We're as busy as we've ever been, except for some of the lockdown, says Duncan, adding at one point he was closed for 25 weeks. Each time we get to reopen, it takes a little while to get people out again. But overall, we're always busy. In fact, up until COVID in all my years here I've never been completely caught up. There was always work waiting. All that work comes in many shapes and sizes, he says. That would be shoes, boots, purses, luggage, leather coats, hockey equipment, baseball gloves, and even snowshoes. You name it. Duncan says he and fellow cobbler Leanne Vanderboer repair just about anything that's a leather product. We never really set out to do all these things. People just show up and ask if we can fix it. We're pretty creative, so we find ways. We both think it's fun to have those sorts of challenges. With new fashions come new materials for them to work with, Duncan adds. We're constantly changing how we do things. A lot of people are not aware of the assortment of things that we can fix, he says. Adhesives continue to change all the time. More and more because of environmental issues, adhesives have become much safer for the environment and for us. In the practically 40 years he's been at the same location near Five Points, Duncan has had a chance to watch the changes. I guess we've gone from more of a family-oriented downtown to a little bit more of nightclub, and restaurant, scenario, he says. I'm not saying that's a negative thing. I still think the downtown is a good place to be. Yes, we have some colorful people, but that's part of what makes things interesting. As the pair ply their cobbling craft, they're grateful to be doing what they love. I enjoy the people, says Duncan. You meet so many of them and that's lots of fun, but we also enjoy the work. I think you stick with something you're having fun with and enjoy. If you don't like what you're doing, you're probably going to look for other work.